The Rebbe Rashab declared, just as it is a mitzvah to put on tefillin every day, it's an absolute obligation to think about your family and their education for a half hour every day. Why is the Rebbe's emphasis on thinking instead of communicating or doing something? Good morning. The Talmud in Sanhedrin, page 107b, says that with a child and with a spouse, you should always use your left hand to push away and your right hand to bring close. The simple meaning of this is that your left hand is weaker and your right hand is stronger. It's a message about discipline and love. Use your right stronger hand for love and only discipline with your weaker left hand. But why does it mention the left hand first? We are told regarding education, the right hand of love is the first taste you want your child to receive. The great Rava of the Talmud would always say a joke first before teaching his students. Maimonides explains that in the earlier years of the education of your children, you are required to resort to motivate them with the incentives that they find appealing. So why does the Talmud say to use your left hand first? The answer is simple yet profound. Right, according to Kabbalah, is about giving. Left is about restraint. Step one, the very first step of education, is about restraining yourself from giving instructions and guidance. Use your left hand to not only be silent, but to totally listen to the world of your child or your spouse. Maybe he or she doesn't want or need to be the president, the doctor, or the lawyer you dream of. There's a lousy medical expression: the operation was successful, but the patient has died. You may convince your child to say that prayer and clean her room and wash the dishes and get their reward, but are you doing more harm than good? Think. Be more interested in your child's inner world, where they are now and where they can get to today. And maybe there's something you or someone else can do to help. I dedicate a minute of Torah today to the neshama of Reb Simcha ben Reb Shlomo HaKohen, whose anniversary of passing is today. May his neshama have an aliyah, and may he be good to better on behalf of all of his descendants and their families for all good, b'sir klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.